Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Taste of Hypnosis with your host, the Dream Teacher. I guess my song didn't want to play at the beginning, so that's quite all right. Oh, it's not even up on my switchboard. That's probably why. Well, that's all right. I'll just dive right into things. Thank you all for being here very much. If you're listening to the archives, thank you for listening. Today is going to be a little bit of a treat. I usually do my shows on Thursday evenings, but I haven't done a show in quite a long time, actually 3 weeks to be precise. So I figured this would be a perfect opportunity to get acclimated with the system again and to express to others a little bit about my form of hypnosis, as it is a big area of interest with people. And a lot of people do want to be hypnotized, surprisingly enough. And so I'm here tonight to explain a little bit to you about hypnosis and to give you a nice taste of what it's going to be. Just to let you know, let you get that experience. Hang on, I got to make sure everybody can hear. And, yeah. So I know that there's a couple of people listening that would like to know what it's like, so I'm definitely going to help you guys out. Okay, so first thing, we're going to shift the energy of everybody here. We're going to shift the energy of everybody listening, and we're going to bring you into a deeper awareness of your feelings and into a deeper awareness of what is going on around you. I'm going to play a song by yours truly, and it is called Feeling Deeper. Now what this is going to do is to help you to get attuned to my vibration and get you on the same level as I am, literally going to make you feel a little bit deeper. Just go ahead and take the song in whatever sense you will, literal, metaphorical, emotional, loving, either or, just definitely not fearful. Well, you know what, I don't even care. You guys can take it fearful if you want. Because I've actually showed this song to a couple people, and immediately they have anxious feelings coming up through them, and it was pretty interesting. So yeah, let's all go ahead, turn our awareness to the music that is to be played.
One, two, three, go.
I will always have this life of death to be part. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. Feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath. Feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
Everybody's feeling a little bit deeper now that we have turned energies into a different attention. All right, so what I'm going to do is let you know that I've been working very close with angelic energies, which is just another word for divine And it is a way to tune yourself to the higher energies, higher dimensions of the world we inhabit. So what I'm going to do is ask for the angels to obviously come and to bless this space, bless this area that we are all co-creating in. And I'm going to pull a card and see where the attention needs to go for the show and everybody listening. So what I'm going to do is just speak through divine hearts and ask that the angels come through and to show us where our attention needs to reside. Okay. So, let's see, within hearts, this is an interesting card. Okay. Real quick, I'm going to have to grab a pen and paper because I need to write this down. So if you hang on for 1 second. Again, enjoyed this song, another very, very heartfelt song. What the angels want me to do is bring your attention to the heart area. So we're going to, I'm going to play another song that definitely plays upon the heart. And as you listen to this song, notice if you can relate to it and if this song speaks to you at all. I have a very strong feeling that it will to at least one of you listening. Not sure who it is if you're here with us now or listening in the archive. But it will relate. So go ahead and enjoy it, and I'll be right back.
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't want to be free. You're gonna love me.
definitely, if that isn't one sung from the heart, I don't know what is, honestly. So again, where the attention needs to be drawn today, I pulled a whole set of cards actually for the show. And what the angels want everybody to focus on is this very connected power of oneness. Now, the first card that I drew has to deal with foundation and the concept I hope all of you have heard of, as above, so below. Now, when that is said, it means that there, you know, everything is a reflection. In this world, we live in a world of duality, and things are the same in a mirror reflection. If you look at something very, very bad and very, very good, they really do have the same nature, same feelings behind them. They're just on a different spectrum of light. That's all. But when you obviously go towards love, it's going to be something way more worth value. And it's going to mean more for your own life. As love equals fulfillment, when you have love in your life, you feel fulfilled, and you feel that it is very self-fulfilling when you have a strong sense of self-love. Now, they really want me to bring you to the power and attention of the sun. There's a lot of sun healing going on here right now. So everybody just needs to remember and to bask in the beautiful rays of the sun. The sun is very, very powerful. It has an intended power that you can use for yourself. It is very, very good for willpower, for anything creative. It is that yellow, true balance for your solar chakra area. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the solar plexus, which is the very middle of the body, ironic enough that it relates to the energy center of the sun and sun power. Maybe people are experiencing a digestive well-being, problems with that. And again, remember, this is a very masculine feeling, so logical thoughts can be best in the sun. And think of the sun in reference to your logical thinking. I believe that is the right brain thinking, and that's all about logic, math skills, etc. So keep that masculine divine energy in mind. They also want me to bring your attention to the moon and the planets. Now, they show me the moon because it is definitely the closest planet that we can see, but it is also, the moon represents the child of Earth. And it is the Earth's child that circumnavigates its way around the gravitational field of the Earth. That's how they are very much connected, through the energy of gravity. And notice how each planet, think about each planet and how they revolve around us and how they are pulled in and held there via gravity. Think of that strength, think of the pull, and how powerful it is. So, with that said, hopefully we brought your attention to a completely new awareness, as that was the only intention. So, I want to take you all through a guided meditation and through a relaxation process. We'll be doing this imagery sort of thinking, sort of meditation, and I'll be taking you through a guided imagery series. I'm going to pull a couple cards just to see where the attention needs to be drawn this evening and see how this can relate to you. As I'm just going to go and make it up as we go along, make up this meditation, and to kind of keep you on your toes and keep myself on my toes as well. Obviously channeling nothing but pure divine good energy. So let's see. All right. So the card that I got first was the sun. How funny is that? Okay. Pulling a couple more cards. And one more. Okay. Now I pulled these cards just to let me know where I want to take your attention. what I need you to do first is I need you to get nice and comfortable. Sit in a very nice and comfortable position. If you are driving, please do not close your eyes. But if you are sitting at home, I advise to either turn up the sound or put stereo headphones on, as that will help amplify the experience. I just want to make sure all my listeners, there's a little problem with the sound. Make sure you refresh the page if you can't hear. Just in case. I'll wait till everybody gets back to start the guided meditation. Oh my goodness, there's so much going on right now. Okay. I want to make sure everybody can hear perfectly fine. Make sure you let me know in the chat room if you can hear. I'm just going to keep talking. So there's no dead air or anything. Okay, cool. Good. Everybody can hear. Okay. Now again, I want you to get nice and comfortable. Sit in a very nice, comfortable position. I need you to put your feet flat on the floor. Put your hands right on your lap, right over each leg. Sit up nice and tall, nice and straight, so you can get this energy flowing throughout your body. Okay? And go ahead, and if you are in the position to do so, please close your eyes and keep them closed for a while. Don't worry, I will tell you when to open them again. I want you to just feel nice and relaxed. Feel nice and calm. Notice just the blackness when your eyes are closed. And I want you to, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, picture yourself on a beach. This beach has beautiful white sand and nearly crystal clear blue water. There are a couple trees around, maybe palm trees, depends on what beach you are at. And you can go ahead and place them wherever you would like. Go ahead and put the palm trees near you. Maybe a couple coconuts sitting, resting on the ground. And you just notice there's a nice light breeze wafting through the air, bringing the smell and scent of the ocean to you, tickling the nose as you feel it, and it makes you just nice and calm and relaxed. I want you to imagine yourself just laying on the beach, feeling the beautiful rays of the sun basking upon you. I want you to sit there, and the warmer that you feel, the more deeply relaxed you feel your body go. Deeper and deeper you go. I want you to imagine now that you see and feel the presence of a boat nearing the shore. You see this boat drifting closer and closer towards you. And it's intriguing. And the more you watch it fall into the shore, the more relaxed you feel, the more calm and at peace this boat just makes you feel with the sails up in the air. Just a very simple boat, nothing too fancy. But the way it approaches makes it feel beautifully welcome. I want you to get up now and start walking towards this boat in your mind's eye. Start walking through the sand and up to the shore, letting the water meet your feet as it cools and refreshes. You may feel a tingle upon your feet, and that is quite all right. As you start inching towards this boat, walking in the water, you go up to it and decide to jump on. You find that there is no one aboard. Just you. You are the only one aboard this ship. It is as if God has sent you this ship to drift ashore for you to jump upon and to go on this wonderful journey. A journey through the ocean, a journey in your mind, a journey with me as I guide you through this abrupt step. You notice that this boat starts drifting outward now that you have jumped upon it, and it seems to have its own direction in mind. It wants to show you something. So you let the boats and the winds take you as they may. Just feel the love as it guides you through the oceans and through the waters, giving complete control to the unknown. At first, you have this fearful feeling. You're not sure where this boat is going, and it makes you feel a little bit anxious, a little bit overwhelmed. You're not sure where you're about to embark on. You're not sure where this path will lead you. It starts to get dark, and it overwhelms. But know that I am here to guide you through this dream. I want you to picture your own dreams now. Relive your dreams that you have been dreaming recently. The dreams that have been calling to your attention. The dreams that very much exist alive in your subconscious. Let these dreams come forth to you. Let them live in your body now. Feel what they have been showing you. Sense what they have been showing you. Now I want you to take these dreams and to amplify them. I want you to amplify them with the feeling of a positive, true, feminine love. Imagine a powerful feminine love that surges throughout your body. Surround your dream with metaphorical flowers as they give you a sense of positivity and a strong sense of feminism. Bring this divine feeling into balance with your now and realize that this is a positive relationship that exists within yourself. As the angels have guided me to a masculine feeling of this show, I want to bring an awareness of the relationship of masculine and feminine feelings, as we are made up of both of these feelings. We are all made up of these masculine and feminine feelings together. We are made from a mother and a father. And we are in relation to the masculine and feminine. Sure, we may have a specific sex, but that strictly determines what role we play in creation, in continuation of the human species. That does not mean we are bound by the specific sex that we are. It is simply how we relate. And relate in this world. We are very much feminine as we are masculine, and we are very much masculine as we are feminine. We have both aspects within us, and it is time to align these balances now. It is time to take logical thoughts and to dump it out the window. Feminine feelings, divine feminine feelings, are all about the intuition, inner knowing, the true feelings of our heart song, the true aspects of divine self, our soul, our oneness connection to all. Don't let yourself fall into reality. Please do not be afraid to dream, as dreaming will show you where your tomorrow resides. Please keep in mind that this boat is a journey through the subconscious, a journey that will lead you into ultimate truth when you realize your full potential as a connected being. Please remember that we are spiritual beings here having a physical experience. We are on a physical earth plane, and the dimensions of consciousness are shifting. And we are all lucky to be here as we are going to partake in the shift of consciousness in this very much dimensional awareness. Some may suffer, and some may surge. Be the one who follows love and light to surge through these intense changes. I want you to now focus on my voice, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, you will reach a completely relaxed state, feeling more relaxed than you've ever been, feeling a complete surge throughout your body. You may feel your body begin to tingle as we reach 10. 9, starting to go deeper and deeper into a state of self-awareness. 8, 7, listening to the sound of my voice as it makes you drift deeper and deeper. 6, 5, feeling more relaxed and more calm. 4, 3, feeling the sensations throughout your entire body. 2, 1, and as we reach this last number, I want you to release all worry, release all anxiety, release all fear, and let yourself step into the circle of oneness. As we reach this last number that very much represents a continuation of cycles, a circle. Let yourself go. Relax at 0, feeling deeply relaxed in a deep state of mind. I hope you all have enjoyed this relaxation process. Know that you do have complete control as you continue on. And know that it is a very refreshing feeling. You feel very refreshed and very relaxed, taking advantage of the state of mind that you are in now. Now, if you liked this little relaxation process, please join me tomorrow evening as I will host another show. You can click the little heart, and it will favorite it, and it will send an email to you letting you know when the show is going to start. Of course, just keep updated with me, Facebook, Yahoo, any emails. You can email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Also, I'm going to post the link in the chat room. If you would like a hypnosis session with me, the Dream Teacher, and of course, I can hypnotize you, and we can pretty much do anything that your heart desires. So go ahead and make sure you let me know the information. Well, thank you all very much for tuning in, and I hope to see you all tomorrow evening. Have a beautiful night and sweet dreams.